This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJD program, I'm Doug Steffen. On the day after the day before and the day before tomorrow, days, the building blocks of weeks, it's like seconds are the building blocks of minutes, minutes are the building blocks of hours, hours the building blocks of days, days the building blocks of weeks, weeks building blocks of months, months the building blocks of years. Years the building blocks of our lives. You boil it right down to the beginning of your day, and most people listen to this program at the beginning of their day, although there are ways now. Fabulous. You go to the DJVshow.com. You can get the entirety of the program wonderfully put together in a podcast that's fabulous, and you can pick all the stuff up. So on your way to work, you listen to us live. On the way home, you listen to an encapsulated version of the best conversations of the day at djvshow.com. All right, so today, think about your day today, and don't worry about tomorrow. Can't do anything about yesterday. So the thing we can all do is make the day count today, now, this moment. Jennifer, the weight of the world is on your shoulders.
Actually, not on mine, on Bryan Singer's shoulders. I don't know if you are familiar with that name. He's a director, but the name has been trending on Twitter for at least the last week or so. He's responded to new allegations of sexual assault and misconduct with the statement attacking the people and the publication behind the latest report. That was The Atlantic. The Atlantic published this piece on Wednesday of this week that talked about his about him being a predator of young men. He said, quote, "The last time I posted about this subject, Esquire magazine was preparing to publish an article written by a homophobic journalist who has a bizarre obsession with me dating back to 1997. After careful fact-checking and in consideration of the lack of credible sources, Esquire chose not to publish this piece of vendetta journalism that didn't stop this writer from selling it to The Atlantic. It's sad that The Atlantic would stoop to this low standard of journalistic integrity." Now, The Atlantic piece details four new alleged accounts from men who had not spoken publicly about their experiences, and they accuse Bryan Singer that this abuse first began several years ago. These stories started to come out around 2014. Now, the reason this matters specifically right now, obviously we take these accusations very seriously. Now we've got the Me Too culture, so they get the light of day, no doubt. But it matters because Bryan Singer is the director of Bohemian Rhapsody, which is up for Academy Awards in just a month's time, and has been a pretty highly acclaimed director. He's got a big rap sheet behind him of
movies he's been involved with.
He was fired.
He was fired from it. Okay, yeah. So I don't think he finished it, but he did start it. Because now Rami Malek's been getting a lot of questions. Oh, how did you feel to work with Bryan Singer? And it's kind of crazy,
So who was the... Did Singer get the credit? I don't remember seeing the credits. I was just looking for who the actors were.
At least on IMDb, that's what I was trying to figure out. Because he was fired, apparently, after some tense confrontations with Rami Malek. I don't know what those confrontations were about. But he's the only director listed on IMDb. So I don't know if he finished the whole thing off. Obviously, most of the work must have been done at that point.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that's one of the reasons why people also struggle with that movie, because obviously it's the tale of a very famous gay man, and I'm assuming that Bryan Singer is also gay, but, you know, he's being accused of having sexual relationships with underage guys, and I think people are unhappy that he was the one who was chosen to tell the story.
He was fired...
He was fired right after, like 2 weeks before the film was done. And so he said, while there are creative differences on the set, he said he left because 20th Century Fox, who was the company behind it, wouldn't allow him to take the time he needed to deal with one of his parents who was ill. So,
I love those stories. So let's go one step further. Have you seen a picture of this nurse? Talk about creeps. arrested after that disabled patient gave birth last week in Phoenix. Have you looked at a picture of this guy?
Yes. This will make your stomach turn.
He doesn't even look like a human being.
I know.
He's a horrible looking guy. And so he's been arrested. Imagine the circumstance. This woman is a vegetable. And he's the caretaker. She's under his care in this place. And he impregnates her, and nobody knows. I guess they did some DNA testing of the staff after the baby was born and came up with this guy. But you look at a picture of him. How is he even in this place?
I know.
How does somebody
that
looks...
He does not look like a nurse.
Ah!
That poor baby. Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah, isn't that, what happens to that baby now?
I don't know.
And parents, the grandparents, the mother, I guess the mother and father of the woman who gave birth are going to be raising the baby.
Yeah.
And his lawyer says there's no proof that it was, you know, that he raped her. Well, obviously, if it's his DNA, and I would think it's pretty easy to get the DNA because there's a child. Obviously,
stupid.
It wasn't consensual.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so there's one more creep. This could be creeps in the news. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, is suing the U.S. government. His lawyers have filed an urgent application to the human rights... What's the name of the human rights organization? I forget what it is. But anyway, it's one of the human rights groups, human rights commissions, that hears appeals on cases in the Americas. In the submission, his team demands that the United States and its prosecutors unseal the secret charges against their client and the Ecuadorian, the people in Ecuador. This is what makes this so complicated, because he's been charged, but the event took place in he's in Ecuador. I guess that's what's confusing about this.
He's
who's
been
suing
seeking
whom
asylum
for what?
At the
he
Ecuadorian
wants to go to right.
He's been at the embassy there, right?
Yeah.
But now
right.
he's getting kicked out, so I think he's a bit desperate.
Right. So
does
he have any
place to go?
Yeah, he's in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Been there for a number of years. He, as soon as he walks out the door, can be arrested and extradited. Is there somebody actually parked at the front door or the back door waiting for him to walk out? How are they going to catch him? He could sneak out in the middle of the night, right?
I guess he could leave whenever he wants, but yeah, that's the deal.
Well, he sued the Ecuadorian government last year because they violated his fundamental rights. They let they let him come in there, and now they want him out. And who's paying for his stay there? Is he buying his own food? Who makes his bed?
He does. Okay. There's no maid service. It's pretty, it's kind of bare bones. It's not that
That's
great.
That's why he wants to get out, I think.
Yeah, he's been
imagine
complaining
living your
about
life
the conditions.
Like living your life like that. All right, 15 past the hour. I don't know whether you think Michael Cohen is a creep or not. But we'll talk about him
he's
a little
creepy
bit.
He's creepy for sure.
All right.
Yeah. He's a rat.
He's a rat. He's postponing an upcoming House testimony citing threats from the president against his family. The lawyer said the threats in question were made as recently as this past weekend, that his client looks forward to testifying on the 7th of February. So is there anything to this? Or is he just making more... noise. He pled guilty to lying, so he's a big liar. Does anybody believe anything he says? I'm sure some people like to
believe
him.
Well, that's the problem is that everything he said has been disproved, and then he says, "Oh no, well, I didn't mean that," and you know, so he's a known liar. I think that he is going to go to jail in March, and I think that he's afraid of getting into more trouble by testifying in front of Congress in February. So I think he's made a decision with his lawyer to say, "No, we're not going to do it." Now he says he's being threatened by the president. I would imagine he might be legally threatened by the president. I don't think that Trump would take the time to call him and say, "I'm going to come and kill your wife." That doesn't necessarily make any sense to me.
No. All right, a couple of more creeps in the news in just a moment. 16 after the hour on the DJV program.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Cookie from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, you can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so is Alec Baldwin a creep?
He pled guilty to harassment. You think he is a creep?
Well, he beats people up and he calls his daughter a little pig, so that's not a great
crime. That was a long time ago. It was quite a long time ago. He pled guilty to a violation of harassment in the second degree. Is there a first degree, third degree? What is this?
Apparently, there are a lot of degrees. Yeah.
He's in a short-term anger management program. I knew this had happened, and last night I watched Match Game for a while, which is back on ABC. He supposedly gives his salary for Match Game, which is $4 million a year, or $5 million, something like that, to some charity.
So I heard that, too.
That's not bad. He's not going to serve any time. He will not be on probation. He had an altercation with a 49-year-old guy back in November. Charged with attempted assault in the third degree. There's another one. Harassment in the second degree and attempted assault in the third degree. He pled guilty to the lesser of the two charges. He denied the allegations at the time. On his Twitter account, he said, quote, "Normally, I wouldn't comment on something as egregiously misstated as today's story. However, the assertion that I punched anyone over a parking lot space is false. I wanted to go on the record and state as much." This is not the first time he's had temper problems. He was thrown off a flight in 2011 for refusing to turn his cell phone off. I remember that. I remember he was sitting in 1A.
Yeah, wasn't he playing Words with Friends or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. He got into an altercation with a photographer after getting a marriage license with his new wife. So maybe he's got a little problem with his temper.
Temper.
21. Mm. Temper, temper, Alec. Temper, temper.
Ho, homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time here on the DJB program. As you know, every hour of the program we dedicate 4 or 5, 6 minutes to some music stories, important musicians, and who among us thinks that Michael Jackson isn't the king of pop. Still, the Michael Jackson MJ Estate and Columbia Live Stage have revealed more information on the new musical inspired by his life. The production was confirmed, called Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, currently in development. Two-time Pulitzer Prize winner Lynn Nottage will create the book. Tony Award winner Christopher Wheeldon will direct and choreograph. The musical will premiere in Chicago, first performance on October 29th at the Nederlander Theater, run through December 1st there, and then it makes its Broadway debut early in 2020. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Who will want to see that musical?
I think a lot of people. I think this is going to be... Too. Can you imagine all the great music, the dancing, the story of Michael? Like, it's kind of incredible. Broadway is just one jukebox musical after another.
It does seem
now.
To be that way, doesn't it? Yeah.
But it's selling tickets. So.
I guess that's everywhere, though, because there's, obviously Bohemian Rhapsody just came out. There's an Elton John movie coming out. There's a Janis Joplin movie coming out. I guess that's what everybody
wants.
Well,
wasn't there, didn't we talk about that last week, Kara, the number of high-profile musicians that now are the subject of movies, great fodder, their stories, their lives, great fodder for movies? Yeah, so you'll see that string of those. After the success of Bohemian Rhapsody... 26 after the hour now, a number of artists and concerts doing what they can to provide a bit of happiness and entertainment for all the furloughed government workers. I noticed there's a local pizza joint here in Framingham giving free pizza to those who are furloughed as much as they want. Now Nile Rodgers is offering 600 free tickets to furloughed workers and their families or friends for his concert at the MGM National Harbor in Oxon Hill, Maryland. That's later this week. He wrote on his website, quote, "I believe music has a tremendous power. It's a small gesture I can make to provide some joy and healing. One of my biggest songs I wrote, We Are Family. We've all got brothers and sisters with me." Yep, there it is. Sister Sledge. I consider all these people to be my brothers and sisters. I hope this lets them know that we are 100% behind them. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley from Kiss also posting a video to their Rock and Brews restaurant Facebook page announcing that they will be giving free meals to TSA employees. There you go. On Broadway, federal employees can enjoy a night with free admission to Beautiful, which is the Carole King musical, on select Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday performances. A number of orchestras are handing out free tickets to their shows also. Philadelphia, Seattle, Boston, Spokane, Hawaii, Des Moines, Omaha, Georgia, Dallas, Akron, Grand Rapids Symphonies, all of them giving free tickets to their shows for furloughed federal workers. The list also includes the Minnesota Orchestra, the Florida Orchestra, and the Buffalo, Louisiana, and New York Philharmonic. So that's very broad gestures on the part of musicians to allow furloughed workers to come to their performances. I think there's a lot of this going around, though. Aren't there a lot of restaurants, too, that are offering furloughed workers free meals? Yep. And so entertainment and free meals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. The meals.
A lot of food pantries, too, are advertising. I've noticed locally here in New Jersey that food pantries are trying to help out as well.
Yeah. Well, it's a good gesture. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
There's so much entertainment, good entertainment around these days. So congratulations to all the people who are being giving. That's the American way. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A big reversal by President Trump, who late last night announced he is going to postpone the State of the Union address until after the partial federal government shutdown ends. And that ends a week-long showdown on the matter with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who had said earlier yesterday that she would not allow the president to deliver the address to a joint session of Congress as scheduled next week. Earlier, the president had suggested he might find an alternate location from where he'd deliver it on Tuesday. Unions representing air traffic controllers and pilots are warning the ongoing shutdown is threatening air safety. Democratic Representative Katie Hill of California says she believes them.
I mean, it's really, really scary, and people should be worried.
The Senate's to vote today on a bill to end the shutdown, but it's not expected to pass in the House. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 12619, see associate for details.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The hour, we've made an executive decision here on the DJV program. We're all going to let our hair grow. I'm going to let mine grow down to my shoulders. I think I'd look good with long hair. Don't you think, ladies?
Sure.
Jennifer's letting her down her back.
That would be very Unabomber chic.
Yeah. Unabomber chic. I love listening to you guys talk. Kara's going to let her. You all, well, Jennifer's always had kind of long hair. Victoria, you used to have long hair. Kara, I think I've seen pictures of you with your hair longer, too, right? Isn't that the style you used to wear?
In, like, high school, I had it short for probably, like, 8 or 9 years, but now I'm growing it out again. It's very cool.
Really? Okay. I think it's nice. Long hair is very nice. All right, let's get to Victoria's choice of a big story for this half hour. What's cooking?
Well, a lot of people have been talking about Jamie Kloss. She is, of course, that teen from Wisconsin who was abducted from her home after her parents were killed, and she spent 3 months in captivity, and she rescued herself. So in the meantime, a lot of because people hoped that she was still alive before they found her, a lot of people started GoFundMes for her because both of her parents had been killed. And so Hormel Foods, which is the parent company of the Jenny O Turkey Store, where both of Jamie's parents worked, they put together a $25,000 reward for anyone who could find Jamie and rescue her. Well, she rescued herself, so a lot of people have been saying, hey, Jamie's entitled to all this reward money.
Oh, she gets the money. Okay. Yeah.
That she should get the money because she rescued herself. And so now the company, Hormel, who donated the $25,000, they are officially giving the money to Jamie, saying exactly that she that they were overjoyed at the news of her safe return. Her bravery and strength have inspired our team members around the world, and they say that she rightfully deserves all of the money because she did, in fact, rescue herself. So $25,000.
Everybody agree with that? You agree?
Yes. It's kind of weird. I wouldn't think about it, but
yeah. But this poor girl, you know, she's got a rough time ahead, and she's living with her relatives now, and so they put this $25,000 into a trust fund that can be used for her future and her needs and things like that. And I'm not sure what happened with the GoFundMe accounts. I don't know if they got returned, but at least she's got some
money.
There
was about 30 grand in those the last time I saw something. I think it was about 30,000. Well, the world is so weird. There's so many weird things going on. And let me just do something. You've heard me many times say that I try to read everything on both sides and in the middle. I've always read Mother Jones when I was around and Reason Magazine and things like Newsmax. So the headlines today on Newsmax, Democrats fold on wall. The headline on Huffington, Trump folds on State of the Union. Almost the same words. It's so it's funny. You know, look at these.
That was one of, maybe this is a little different, but after the, you know, the big letter exchange last week, I think it was, when Nancy Pelosi said, you can't do the State of the Union. And then Trump said, you know, come on, you know, you can't take your trip to Afghanistan, whatever it was that they were going back and forth about. When Nancy Pelosi sent it, I swear, look it up. The news media calls it a power move by Nancy Pelosi, which I would imagine, I mean, to me that has positive connotations. When Trump did it back, they said a petty move by President Trump in all the headlines. It's so crazy how the reporting, it's all in the adjectives. Yeah,
it is. Okay, so do we have an update on the shutdown, the protest side of the shutdown? The workers have been protesting wherever there are federal agencies in cities. I thought the chant was, no more food banks, we need paychecks. No more food banks, we need paychecks. And that's true, but food assistance has come. We were talking about a little bit ago of the generosity of a lot of companies that are doing things, giving away tickets to musicals and that sort of stuff. So the Pizza Hut here locally in Framingham is giving away food, pizzas to families. So it's a gesture anyway, whether it doesn't fix the problem. And so we get around to figure out what fixes the problem. I don't even know. I was talking earlier about how bad government was here in my community, and nobody seems to know how to fix it other than recalling the mayor. So how do we fix, you know, it isn't just Trump, it's the other side, so you recall all of them? Well, we just, okay, this is the way it is, and move on with our day. It just, there doesn't seem to be a solution. And I look at all of the things that are being done, the folks that are worried, the government unions and people who are flying are worried about the shutdown and the TSA, whether they're doing the job or the FAA. Those people are not going
to. Well, the FAA,
I
saw a thing yesterday on the news, which I rarely ever watch, but I had some of the local news on, and the FAA, the scary thing is no one's, like, monitoring the no-fly list, the terror watch list for flying.
Yeah.
It's
right.
There are so many things that you don't think of that we all
done
take
on
for
a
granted.
Daily basis.
And then, we just take for granted. And then and the Coast Guard, you know, they so many more drugs come in on boats than they do from across the wall in the Mexican border. And the Coast Guard, they can't even police all of the drugs. So right now there's probably an onslaught of drugs on boats that are probably coming into the country now that there's not a whole lot anyone can do about it. Because the Coast Guard is the first line of defense.
What's an outrage about all of this is that you guys know Dan Crenshaw. He's a representative from Texas. They made fun of him on Saturday Night Live. It was that big blow up. He has the eye patch because he's a veteran. Mm-hmm. And you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, he's
pretty poorly
he's
done
the
on the SNL. On the part of SNL is pretty
poorly. They apologized saying that was...
Yeah, they had him on the show, too.
They didn't figure it out in the first place. Go ahead.
When Pete Davidson was suicidal, Dan Crenshaw actually called Pete Davidson and said, don't check out on us, man. You know, do you? So they seem to have forged some kind of relationship. In any case, Representative Dan Crenshaw did a tweet yesterday, and he said, big deal that never got reported. Last week, House GOP voted to pay federal employees their first paycheck of 2019 despite shutdown. Only six Democrats voted with us. It failed. Democratic priority, not paying workers or opening government. It's opposing Trump. Apparently, they redid that vote this week as well. So last week and this week, House GOP members have said, look, we'll pay federal employees their first paycheck, even though the shutdown's underway. And only six Democrats voted with the majority of Republicans, which is not enough to get this thing to pass. That, to me, is so disturbing. If you can actually provide real relief for these people who are not getting paychecks, why wouldn't you do that if you're really concerned about the American worker?
It's
ridiculous. That's outrageous.
Whole thing is. So, speaking of that...
And he's not making it up. He's got a link to the vote. I mean, you can see exactly what they voted on, who supported it, and who didn't.
All right, who thinks this student at Fayetteville High School in Fayetteville, Arkansas, where this program is heard, the student who was suspended for wearing a Confederate flag hoodie, he had face paint and a jersey on in support of a Confederate flag movement. The thing that I get a kick out of is they all think it's the Confederate flag, and it isn't. It was the flag of Virginia during the world Civil War. So students showed up at school in this apparel, which features the flag, told by the administration to take it off. One student said, "No, I won't." And see, he was suspended. So is that appropriate?
Well, that's not really a new thing, I would think, for schools. I mean, basically, every school has a dress code. And if you, like our school, you couldn't wear bandanas, you can't wear hats, you can't wear tank tops like spaghetti straps. And so
Media is making something out of this because it was the Virginia flag that everybody thinks is the Confederate flag, which it isn't. So.
Well, I mean, it's the meaning behind it. If people think of it as the Confederate flag, then it doesn't really matter that much if it was the official one or not. But I'm just saying in terms of, they made him take it off, and maybe there is some political thing behind it. But in terms of dress codes, I feel like that, you know, I knew a kid who got in big trouble because he dyed his hair. They made him go to the bathroom and wash it all out that day. So, you know, it's just if you don't listen to their rules, then they can do whatever the heck they want, and that's suspending you, basically. It's stupid, I think. But
well, that's why you're here, so you can tell us what
you
think. Nothing wrong with that. All right, 44 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to go south of the border, down Venezuela way on the DJV program.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. One month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new Cash Rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new Cash Rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has 3 important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking 2 capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, it is Doug, Jen, and Victoria. The president of Venezuela, I love the name, Venezuela, it's fun to say, Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro is going to break off relationships with the United States because President Trump has recognized his opposition. Protesting against Mr. Maduro going on. Our president moved to officially recognize Juan Guaido. Is that how you pronounce his name? G-U-A-I-D-O? Mm-hmm. Guaido?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Guido, Guaido, whatever.
I'm sure we're going to hear his name a lot, so we'll know soon enough.
Guaido actually swore himself in.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Huh? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of Venezuela. Anyway, lots of Venezuelans on the streets to protest the re-election. He's a crook. They rigged the election. That reminds me of what goes on here. It's worse, though. The country's National Assembly invoked the Venezuelan Constitution, which gives Guaido the power to overthrow Maduro. So Maduro has been really a bad guy, though, right? He's just
yeah.
a bad, bad guy. And it wasn't... Who's the guy that was there before who hated the United States, too? That fat, no good, whatever his name was. Remember him? And
didn't Sean Penn meet with him?
I think he did, but
I forget his name.
Obama were always at each other, and Bush and he, they were always at each other.
Well, that's why I think it was right.
The Russians were in there.
That we decided to side with this opposition leader.
Oh, yeah.
It puts us on the right side of history, I think, for sure. This guy has ruined his country. You want to talk about
awful.
Corruption?
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And if you love socialism, South America. Go spend the weekend in Venezuela. You can see how great
Well, you
it
see,
out.
It's all over the place. I told you, Peru, they've had 4 presidents in 5 years. They just keep sending them to jail. So, seems to be a problem there. South of the border, down Venezuela way. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is a doctor in the house, and his name is Ken Kronhaus, here to help us through health, or the understanding that Ken's claim to fame here, among many things, giving advice to folks who have questions about their health and well-being. But he also goes through all of the journals, the medical journals, every week, and presents us with sometimes a dozen different things. And one of the things that we tease each other about, this is love. Ken and I are in love. We actually do. We love each other. Great friends. He and I have different points of view on flu vaccine, well, vaccinations in general, and also the use of marijuana. So Ken regularly, with some abandon, has a story most every week.
I don't make this up.
No, I know you don't. It's just very convenient. So we'll start with the flu story this week and what it does and what it doesn't do for certain patients. All right, take it away, Ken.
I think this is a good news story. This comes out of the medical journal Chest just this week, Doug. Influenza infection causes one out of every 10 patients with COPD to die and one out of five to require stays in intensive care. But there's more good news this week about flu vaccinations. Flu vaccinations have sharply cut the number of hospitalizations by COPD patients, Doug. According to this new study published in the medical journal Chest, 38% fewer people with COPD or emphysema who received a flu vaccination visited the hospital to treat acute respiratory illness or exacerbation compared to those with COPD who received no vaccination.
So, is this a common sense sort of conclusion? Someone, COPD is emphysema, lung problems, asthma,
causes person's
emphysema,
lungs to thicken, ultimately destroying the area where oxygen flows through in COPD.
Right. Yeah, right. So the flu vaccinations keep you from getting the flu, and that's what would compromise all of these things that are lung problems in the first place, right?
It saves your lives, and it saves you from going into intensive care.
Mm. All right. So that's this week's flu story. Let's get to the anti-marijuana. All right. So the marijuana story. What's this study? All right. No, I don't make it up. It's good. It's anti.
Published this week in the Journal of the Occupational and Environmental Medicine, as an increasing number of Americans use marijuana, there is rising risk of job loss among those who use the drug. Doug, people who use marijuana are more likely to be fired or laid off. Job loss may be an overlooked social cost of marijuana use.
Well, so in terms of marijuana, and this is something, you know, I've made it clear on the air, one of the things that I'm doing to save the farm here is to have a cannabis grow. I'm the only farmer in Massachusetts at the moment who has this on the radar, along with growing hemp, which a lot of farmers are trying to do. I don't use it, never have. I don't hold with using drugs. I don't hold with smoking anything or drinking anything. I'm just not very tolerant about it. But in terms of, I suppose, a business, you know, people can say, well, can't you do something else that isn't controversial? Or can't you do something else that's good for people? See, I see it the way, especially the medical marijuana, which is where I'm going to be for the most part, is very helpful to people. And hemp is being shown far and wide, Ken, to be the substitute, the future of pain management instead of opioids.
I think this article is talking about people who are using it for medical use.
No.
I think this article is talking about people who are using it for recreational use.
I agree with you that they are, but that's will there ever be studies that will show the benefit of even recreational marijuana? I think there is. That's not why people necessarily use it, but I'm not trying to be an apologist. I just think it's interesting how everything kind of gets lumped in together, and it's not, it isn't. But it's a good point. Thank you for making it. Dr. Ken here with now my focus and your focus on how to lose weight. Ken can tell you any number of healthy ways to lose weight. And then there are the extremes. People have operations, and they go on these crash diets and all that stuff. Well, you can avoid that problem and lose weight using Kellitrin. Kellitrin is the way to get the most out of a weight loss program is to have one successful at the end of the day that keeps the weight off, because that's really the question. You can lose the weight, but how do you keep it off? And because Kellitrin's number one ingredient is collagen, the protein, the bodybuilder, it helps you with lean muscle, pushes the fat out. You lose the weight by losing the fat. You can do that by going to toploss.com, 10% off. Use the code DJV on all the Kellitrin products. Lose the weight, keep it off, guaranteed, all natural, toploss.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right.
Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.